Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. As U.S. and Mexican officials set to meet Wednesday to discuss immigration and other issues, thousands of migrants from Central and South America are making their way through Mexico in a caravan heading to the United States. Veronica Villafañe narrates this report by Javier Higar in Mexico City.
The caravan set out on its journey north just days before a scheduled meeting between a high-level U.S. delegation and Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador to address the escalating flow of migrants in the region. According to Chiapas authorities, about 10,000 migrants, including children, are in the caravan. The migrants say they have no money to pay for visas or human traffickers, known as coyotes. Joining the caravan of migrants is Luis Villagrán, director of the nonprofit Center for Human Dignification.
We only ask for what is within the law, the delivery of documents to be in the country legally.
During Wednesday's meeting, U.S. officials are expected to urge Mexico to stop more migrants at its southern border with Guatemala, while López Obrador is expected to ask the U.S. to send more development aid to migrants' home countries. For Javier Egar in Mexico City, Veronica Villafañe, VOA News.
Israeli forces raided a refugee camp in the occupied West Bank, killing at least six Palestinians, Palestinian health authorities said Wednesday. The Israeli military also expanded its ground offensive in the Gaza Strip to the densely populated urban refugee camps in the central part of the territory. Residents reported shelling and airstrikes in the tiny cramped enclave, including the Berej refugee camp in central Gaza, in the southern city of Khan Yunis and the southern town of Rafah, where tens of thousands have sought refuge in recent weeks. Much of northern Gaza was pounded to rubble weeks ago. For pictures, video stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube.